Actually, this particular meeting is coming at a time when Southern Sudan, or generally Sudan, is gearing up for a referendum and also an election. Kenya being one of the grantors, actually, of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, there are a number of critical issues which the regional states actually have been jittery about. One is what is likely to happen with the referendum. Will there be some sort of Southern Sudan conflict? How is the election issue going to be carried out in both the north and the south? And then there are a number of other regional issues, this issue of low at a small scale between Kenya and Uganda on these big, massive power projects on River Omo, which again affects the water of Lake Turkana. So generally, there are a number of issues that are being reviewed at IGA level.
What critical aspect of the CPA will the summit be looking at, especially when it has less than 1 year to run its course?
I believe what the heads of state or heads of government will be attempting to do is to do some sort of formative and summative evaluation on how the implementation has been carried out. The issues that has been that have been contentious, like the issue of wealth sharing, like the issue of how the election is going to be conducted. So generally, I think it's going to be a comprehensive review of the entire peace agreement. And Kenya, having been the host, having been one of the grantors, I think the meeting is coming at a time when there are critical challenges that must be faced both at regional level and within the Sudan level.
So why do you think there are genuine concerns among IGAD countries concerning the current situation in Sudan?
Yeah, first of all, Sudan, first of all, is a big country. It shares borders with Ethiopia, with Kenya, with Uganda, with Congo, with a number of other countries. And what happens or what is likely to happen in Sudan is going to have a direct effect on all the neighboring states. And two, this because the Comprehensive Peace Agreement actually was a regional peace initiative. All countries in the region are duty-bound to make sure the Comprehensive Peace Agreement succeeds. And therefore, they have been part and parcel of all the implementation stages. They have been part and parcel of solving the teething problems of the CPA. And therefore, I think this has been a regional initiative, and the challenges are now and the success are actually being evaluated.
Would you say IGAD has been effective in handling some of the debt, rift and concerns in Sudan in regards to the CPA?
Yeah, I think generally, first of all, I think we cannot say the whole process has been perfect. There have been challenges. There will continue to be challenges. There are hiccups here and there. But I think generally so far it has done well. And what remains is now to see how the Southerners are likely to vote in the referendum, whether the general election that is expected in the entire Sudan is going to be free and fair and is going to meet the expectation of both the Northerners and the South. So generally, there's a bit of optimism. There's also a bit of concern, and generally, all these issues have been taken into account.
Well, one of the issues that will be tackled be the issue of self-determination of South Sudan.
That is an issue that nobody can talk about, because what is likely to happen is it will purely depend on how the Southern Sudanese people view their long-term interests, and I think whichever decision that they reach is going to be respected. That is my feeling, and that is the feeling of the regional states.
So what push will the Kenya Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs give to today's IGAD meeting?
Yeah, first of all, this is being handled at the bilateral level by the Ministries of Foreign Affairs. We work with our government. We are an integral part of the process at the Kenyan level. And at the parliamentary level, we have been following the process, and we hope the few critical issues this summit is at head of government level, and all our inputs are actually through our Ministry of Foreign Affairs. through the parliamentary level. We have the Amani Forum, we have the Great Lake Initiative, we have the Darfur Parliamentary Group, and then we have parliamentary contacts at the region. So our views are known. Our views are not different from what the regional governments think, and we hope all is going to be well.